Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead. Take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
This is Optimal Health Daily, Episode 3. Get strong, get confident, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, and welcome to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness. It's just like an audiobook, but a lot shorter and free. I'm Dr. Neil, if you didn't know. Today's author is Nia Shanks, a writer and coach. She has her bachelor's in exercise physiology, and her philosophy is actually really similar to mine. It revolves around sane and simple principles when it comes to nutrition and strength training. And her main goal is to help you maintain results long term. But before we get into her post, if you didn't know, this is the literal brother podcast of Optimal Living Daily. My brother actually hosts that show, where he reads to you a bunch of topics like personal development, personal finance, minimalism, and reads to you from authors like Zen Habits, The Minimalists, Derek Sivers, and a bunch of others. So definitely subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too if you haven't already. It's a great compliment to this show. And that's that. Like I promised, let's get to the post and start optimizing your life. Get strong, get confident, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Each week I receive numerous emails and comments from women who have experienced the amazing side effect of improved self-confidence from weightlifting. Building greater self-confidence isn't the first perk of lifting weights women usually think of, and many are shocked when they experience it themselves. Here's a comment from a fellow beautiful bad that was posted on the Beautiful Bad fan page. Quote, "Confidence is the main reason why I strength train. Others just follow. Strength training changed my life completely. Took me from shy, insecure, and fearful to outgoing, bold, and daring." End quote. I know exactly what this beautiful badass means because I have experienced the same thing throughout my strength training career. Whether you've grown more confident through strength training and you want to take your confidence to new levels, or you want to experience this tremendous side for the first time, the following information will help you. So why should you care about increasing your self-confidence? With greater self-confidence, you will not only perform better in the gym and ultimately build the body you want, but you'll experience the carryover into your everyday life as well. You may not believe me, but start getting stronger in the gym and you will witness this firsthand. Challenges and obstacles that once overwhelmed you will not seem nearly as daunting when you realize you are capable of pulling a double bodyweight deadlift, or perform several pull-ups in a single set, or sprint up a hill at full speed, or other physical feats you once thought were out of reach. Simply put, getting strong in the gym and improving your performance through strength training will reveal to you what you can do. That breeds greater self-confidence. I dare you not to get more confident as your performance improves and you find out what you are truly capable of doing with a loaded barbell or your body weight. How can you get more confident? First and foremost, get strong. And when you get strong, get even stronger. Physical strength can be displayed in numerous ways, through traditional barbell lifts like the squat, deadlift, and overhead press, and also through bodyweight training, kettlebell exercises, strong man or woman challenges, and other methods. I don't care which methods you use. Just train smart, do what makes you happy and what you enjoy, and improve your performance. For some specific examples, be able to achieve some of the feats of strength below and watch your confidence soar to new heights. 1. Double bodyweight deadlift. 2. Squat 1.5 times your body weight. 3. Perform 15 push-ups. 4. Perform parallel bar dips. 5. Perform bodyweight chin-ups. 6. Sprint up a hill numerous times. 7. Complete the RKC Iron Maiden Challenge. This is a very short list with just a few examples of some strength markers you could achieve, and you can definitely come up with your own as well. And please, don't look at the physical abilities of some women or the list above and proclaim, "There's no way I'll be able to do that." For example, some women see me deadlifting 295 pounds for 3 reps and they think they'll never be able to do the same. I'm guilty of this as well when I see women snatching 200 plus pounds over their head or performing muscle-ups, walking on their hands, and other advanced bodyweight exercises that I can't perform. Keep in mind, and this is very important, there was a time when 135 pounds was my max deadlift. There was a time when 225 pounds was my max deadlift. As of right now, my max deadlift is 330 pounds. Sometime in the hopefully near future, my max deadlift will be triple my body weight. The point is, I didn't just wake up one day and decide to pull 200 plus pounds off the floor, just like other women didn't snatch 205 pounds without a ton of training and persistence over time. We all had to slowly but surely increase our strength. We all possess natural abilities. Discover yours. This is an important fact to keep in mind. For example, I'm naturally built to deadlift because of my long arms and leverages. Someone with a long torso and short limbs will naturally do better at squatting and bench pressing. Discover what you are naturally good at and become great. This is a fun and simple way to improve your self-confidence and to see what you can accomplish in the gym. If you haven't seriously strength trained for any appreciable length of time, this may take a little while to discover. You may even learn to love a specific lift you once hated or never even tried. It's possible you don't like the thought of squatting, but once you realize you can push some heavy around, it may be your favorite lift. Maybe you want to focus primarily on bodyweight training, and you can't perform a single bodyweight push-up yet. Do not feel discouraged. We all have to start somewhere. It's just important that you actually start. And don't be afraid to experiment and discover what you enjoy and what you naturally excel at in the weight room or with your own body weight. Something to keep in mind. More than likely, you won't achieve the strength results overnight. For example, it's not practical to say, "I want to deadlift twice my body weight within the next 2 months," if you've never even deadlifted before. Be sure to set practical, realistic, yet challenging goals. As a personal example, it's been my goal for a couple of years now to deadlift 3 times my body weight. That has been my goal for years, and I'm still 45 pounds away from reaching it. However, I have celebrated the milestones along the way to get to that goal, and with each victory comes greater self-confidence. The bottom line is this: strength training is an excellent way to build greater self-confidence. It is my challenge to you to start getting stronger in the gym and make that your sole focus. This can be accomplished with bodyweight exercises, kettlebells, barbells, dumbbells, or any other training tool of choice. And remember, don't just focus on the primary goal. Enjoy the journey of building strength and confidence. You just listened to the post titled "Get Strong, Get Confident" by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Once again, if you like the format of this show, you'll definitely like Optimal Living Daily too. So definitely check out that podcast and subscribe. It's my brother's show and it covers a bunch of different topics like productivity, habit building, and more. Tomorrow we'll have another new author, Steve Pavlina, a well-known self-experimenter. I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show. And Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.